Good morning, everyone, and good to be here. The exhortation for today is entitled, it's entitled Christ, Commitment and Compassion. And Brother Tim Galbraith at the recent Bible school at Taupo mentioned this a number of times. And I think it's the Indian Christadelphian motto that they have on their signboards or their letterhead. That's what I assume. Quite a high bar to live up to. And it's a wonderful reminder for us and an ideal to strive for. But I'm just going to briefly this morning look at the compassion element. And I'm thinking about that, you probably can't have the compassion element without the Christ and the commitment part, but anyhow we are going to have the compassion element. And I'm going to look at it as practiced and encouraged by our Lord himself. He is the greatest role model in matters spiritual, in thought, but more importantly in action. This of course applies to all spiritual qualities, and Jesus makes it clear that spiritual qualities are essentials. They're not optional extras, and they are not only lonely, but ineffective and valueless unless they are practiced. In Exodus 34, it specifies that compassion is an inherent part of God's character. Jesus was sent by God to display his character to us and to those with whom he interacted in the cut and thrust of daily life. Emmanuel, God with us. So let's just reflect for a moment on God's compassion and also that of his Son. Just a small sample. Before we were sinners, Christ died for us. In fact, Jesus died for the ungodly of all generations. That takes some pondering. And it's God's earnest desire that all should change their ways and become his sons and daughters of faith. Again, mind expanding to even begin to understand the magnitude of that concept. God had us individually in his purpose from the beginning of time. What a concept that is. Even though God divorced his chosen people for their outright rebellion and hard-heartedness, he had them back again. Often. And he will restore them yet again when he will give them new hearts, because they will want their hearts changed. God is not slack concerning his promises as humans are, but he is abundant in mercy, forgiveness, and compassion. I like the word abundant. To me, it conveys the concept of overflowing. And that certainly is how God treats members of his faith family, whatever their circumstances of life have been, are, or might be. God is rich in mercy and compassion. And when I consider the compassion of Jesus in the many places it's recorded in Scripture and we've read about, although it didn't specifically say that Jesus had compassion on those that he healed, very often it does. And on these occasions, I sense this deep feeling of empathy, of experiential connection. Jesus was all things to all people, a man for all seasons, with those with whom he was interacting and assisting. So many times it is recorded, he had compassion on X or Y. Their incurable affliction was instantly healed. What a release and a relief. But I believe Jesus was trying to teach those that were the recipients of his miraculous healing and all the others that saw or later read, I will heal you from the curse of mortality if you will but believe in faith. On other occasions, a vast crowd, far away from food supplies and without food supplies, they had been fed on his teachings, but many would not make it home for lack of physical sustenance or and distance to travel. He feels for their needs. He cares about their needs. And he does something to show that he feels and cares. The miracle of the feeding of the 4,000 and 5,000, was it? Doesn't matter. Of thousands, anyhow. Is a miracle about contrasts. So little, yet so much. Hungry, yet totally satisfied. What is this teaching us? I suggest that God and Jesus know us. They know what we need, and they provide an abundance in this life and in the life that is to come, if we exercise patience and faith, with eyes that are open to see, with ears that are open to hear, and with hearts that are willing to accept and obey. We must better practice this with right attitudes combined with acts of compassion. We look to Jesus now, who perfected a new and living way. Shortly before his death, he raised Lazarus. Surely an act of compassion for Lazarus and his sisters. The interactions of Jesus were always multidimensional. Thus, I believe he was able to draw strength from this, as his hour was only days away, just as he raised Lazarus. God was confirming, I will raise you. Mary, who washed his feet, what an act of compassion on her part. Again, just before the time of his ultimate sacrifice. But I suggest there was much more that Jesus was able to draw from this. She knew what he was about to do, and he knew she knew. We can provide supports of help to fellow pilgrims, sometimes by the smallest of gestures or actions. May the mind and actions of Christ dwell in us richly, and may our remembrance of him again today be an aid to that end.